Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Ditmer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting seventh. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Semenik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams bunts towards third. Mathews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple takes first base on ball four. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell bunts towards third. Mathews fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to second. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Reds. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a fly ball into right field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton who is chasing the ball. Greengrass reaches third base with a triple. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan strikes out. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dittmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Bruton reaches second base with a double. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Logan reaches second base with a double. Bruton moves to third. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bruton scores. One out. It's 2-1, Reds. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kluszewski takes first base on ball 4. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Borkowski hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Greengrass hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 1 in the game. Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Braves 1. the Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crandall moves to third. Jack Ditmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ditmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Ditmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crandall scores. Gordon moves to second. It's Braves, 2, Reds, 2. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nux Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to third. Ditmer moves to second. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bruton strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Logan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0-for-1 in the game. Nuxhall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ditmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 2. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mathews takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Klusowski strikes out. Crandall drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Klusowski out. Two outs. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 2. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Ditmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ditmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ditmer strikes out. Two outs. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparn hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Greengrass for the out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-2 in the game. Semenik hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Logan hits a fly ball into right field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nuxhall hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ditmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 2. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-3 in the game. Pafko hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Braves. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pendleton pinch runs for Sid Gordon. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dittmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pendleton moves to third. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-3 in the game. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Pendleton now playing left field. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Borkowski bunts towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. Kluszewski moves to second. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and has Kluszewski trapped. He races towards second and tags Kluszewski for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-3 in the game. Semenik takes first base on ball 4. Greengrass moves to second. Willard Marshall pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 3, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.